Morning, ladies and gentlemen. If you've not met me, I'm Judge Gargano. I'm the Chief Judge of the Western District of Texas. This is the breakout session for the Western District. I understand this is being recorded, which is great because I'll be eating and probably drop some food in my lap, but I'll try and avoid that. We do have some people here in the audience. I understand that we have some people watching remotely. To the extent you have questions here in the room, please use a microphone so we can pick you up because this is being recorded. If you're appearing remotely, I will read your question if you send it to us and then try and respond to it. So probably, obviously, people want to know what's going on about the rules, but I'm going to take a step back for just a minute and kind of give you all a little bit of a perspective. The last time we did the rules, Sarah Wood was, I think, 22, and had assisted me. We last did the rules in 2011, and the way we approached it was we tried to get every constituency that appeared in our court, whether it be debtor, creditor, business, commercial, government, non-government, trustee. We tried to get representation across the board from all those constituencies, and also, additionally, try to get representation from each division in the district. And so we went through that, met by the precursor, I guess, to Zoom in those days. I don't know what platform we were using. That was the first time I learned about Google Docs, and it was Sarah was technically the reporter for it, and she was the one that took care of it. And after, how long did it take? A year? It took a long time. And so we went through the rules. And as you know, subsequent to that, there have been amendments. The big change, of course, has been that we've had subchapter 5 added to the code and the rules. And it was my opinion when I became chief judge 2.5 years ago that we needed to update our rules. And so because I'm a sinner and I believe in salvation, I elected to impanel a group much along the same lines, different people to take the same approach. We started in April of 22. We've been at this for a little over 2 years. We have done a complete scrubbing of the local rules. We have, because of the addition of sub 5, we have added sub 5 rules and sub 5 forms. The approach will be, hopefully, is that with some understanding of bankruptcy, if you elected to file a sub 5 case, you would have not only the rules to guide you, but additionally have forms to assist you. So we're going to have a form plan, a form budget, a form status report. I think there might even be a form cash collateral order. I'm operating off from memory. So we and Judge Robinson spent a great deal of time getting that put together, and he's not here. But Chief Judge Rodriguez, was kind of on the forefront of this. As you know, he's become a leading expert on sub 5, but due to the efforts of the subcommittee and Judge Robinson, now I think Judge Rodriguez wants to look at our rules and get an idea of how we're doing it. So I'm very excited about their implementation. The other thing we did is there was a general concern from the members of the committee that our complex rules were a bit unwieldy and not easy to follow. So one of the things that we wanted to do was to make our complex rules standalone and more comprehensible. And I think we've achieved that. And I think we've borrowed kindly from our other colleagues in terms of the complex rules we're going to have. Someone was asking on the committee, and I'll just address it now, are y'all going to have like a panel? It's like, no, we're not going to have a panel. Let's think about it. We have Judge Bradley in El Paso, Judge Robinson in Midland, Judge Parker in Waco, and then I get 60% of San Antonio, Judge Parker gets 40%. So that's your panel. It's pretty intuitive. If you wanted to file a case and get a particular judge, you could probably figure out a way to do that. So no panels, but the thinking is that we wanted to make sure our rules were better and more in conformity with what the other districts in Texas are doing. So where are we today? The judges met on June 7th, and after the committee had sent the rules to the judges, I sat down with the judges. We came to Austin and met. There were a lot of comments. My colleagues are really good editors, notwithstanding, and I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize Aaron Coughlin, who was the reporter for this and has, over the last 2 years, dutifully taken notes of minutes of the meetings, made changes to the rules. She has worked very hard on this. and has done a superb job. If there's anything I learned, when you go through a rules process, you got to have a reporter. You got to have someone that really keeps the buses moving and people within line. And Aaron's just done a superb job, and I'm very appreciative of her efforts. So.